The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, James and Betty look back at all that God has brought them through as they celebrate 50 years of ministry and marriage at the Awaken Now Conference.
And I'd gotten that way. I had sermons from the Word, but the Word wasn't in me. It wasn't carrying me. I carried it. It didn't carry me. Once the Word was consumed by me, and that was my restoration process after I'd crashed and burned. Because the burning inside was consuming me, and I wanted to die, and God set me free.
It is exciting to know that you are going to get to be in the Awaken Now Conference. Many of you who were there, you're excited. You're going to be hearing these incredible speakers and knowing that the Awaken Now Conference is available. This is the transcripts, Betty, and we have got the DVDs and the CDs, and we're going to tell you how you can get them. As you know, we don't sell products on Life Today Television, but we give gifts to those of you who help us change lives with acts of compassion and love. So we'll give you information in a little while how you can get the Awaken Now conference tapes, DVDs, and CDs. Betty, the one they're going to hear today is when you shared your heart. And it was obvious that Betty's been on a pretty heavy journey this year, that your prayers have lifted her. And then I come and share and minister very directly to you, the viewers, as well as the people who were in the audience, in the auditorium. We join that conference.
Any kind of sound you can imagine.
Jason, I really need...
Wow, this is kind of hard to follow, but I'll try. First of all, thank you all so much for being here. What a blessing. I mean, it's so fun to be in the house of the Lord with His children, isn't it? It's just wonderful. I know James has, with heartfelt sharing about our daughter, Robin. I don't want to bring you down. That's not what I'm going to do, but I just want to give you a little portion of the testimony that God's been working in my heart in these last months. When Robin passed away, you can imagine the mother of a heart, the heart of a mother just being devastated and heartbroken. This mother fought the battle with her daughter as hard as a mother could fight. I gave it all I had, and God was right in the middle of all of it. God never left me. I am not disappointed in God. He did not fail me in any way. He was right there in the center of the journey. Well, God has her with Him right now. I miss her a lot, but who better could she be with than with Jesus, you know? She's happy, she's well, and as she said all along the journey, Mom, I win, and she did. She won that battle, and she's with Him. But as that journey ended for her here on earth, a new journey began for this mother that never wanted to be on this part of the journey. But here I am, right in the middle of it. And as we came away from the service of Robin, the celebration time of her being going to be with the Lord, when I got back home, God said, this is what I want you to do. You're in the recovery room right now, and I'm right there with you. I want you to journal what's going on in your heart. And so I began to journal, and I first of all, of course, tears flowed like every time I thought of my daughter. Tears flowed every time I saw something that reminded me of her. And they still do. But as I was going through this recovery time with the Lord, He let me express through my journaling what the hurt was. I mean, there were days when I'd just be on my face and say, God, I can't go on. This heartache is too much. And He said, no, I'm here. I'm right here. And there were times when he had let me be angry. He had let me express that anger. He had let me express that frustration and that wanting to quit spirit. You know, just wanting to go in a corner and hide and or either say, oh, this has got to be a terrible nightmare. I will wake up in a moment. God said, this is real, but I'm here. And as he is taking me through this journey, this recovery, and I've been able to pin down in my journal the things that were going on in my heart, and I don't have time to express them all to you, and I may never be able to, but this was part of my healing for me at this moment. And God just was almost quiet, and he said he would listen because he knew what was going on. And he let me, and there were times when I'd just be victorious, and I'd say, okay, God, this is good. And the next moment I'd turn around, and I'd just be weeping and weeping and weeping. And he didn't condemn me. He didn't say, okay, girl, straighten up, get over that. No, he put all these emotions in me. He put all these feelings in me. He said, just go with it. Go with it. It's part of your healing. And I have to tell you that this week when we came, when the first night, Thursday night, and the praise music, I got to confess my biggest concern for being here and in the service was during the worship time. Because thus far, as much as I had thanked God and I knew he was walking through this pain with me, when it would come to worship time at church, I could not bear it because all I could think of and the tears would come would be Robin. The other night, sitting over here, God said, I'm walking you through the shadow of death, but I want to show you some light because I'm here with you. For the first time since Robin died and went to be with Jesus, I was able to stand over here, and my thoughts were on him, and I was able to praise him and be joyful in him. And he is so constantly with us. I just want people that go through hurt and pain. And if that's one thing I learned coming out of this is, yes, we want to be comforters to those that are hurting. Friends and family are very important in these times. But when you experience that pain yourself, you know what it feels like. And you really can express the love of Jesus that he put in me as he's healing my heart, that he wants to give it to others. And that's where I see God taking me is, now you know, go and share it. God bless you all. We love you so much.
Listen, when God told me to sit down, I obeyed him. Now, I want you to understand why he told me to, because it really took me a couple of years. I started preaching my crusades sitting down. Jerry Falwell didn't have anything but those great big chairs, so when I went back to Thomas Road, I sat on the edge of the platform. I went to Atlanta for a citywide meeting, played the whole thing, sitting on the edge of the platform. I don't want to be in God's way. That wasn't what God was saying. He said, I want you to spend the rest of your life, don't you miss this, doing what every one of you can do. He said, I want you to spend the rest of your life sitting at my feet, listening to my word. And he said, you're going to be more effective sitting down than standing up, because I'm going to show you what it looks like to be a servant. And the servants are the greatest in the kingdom. I have met with many world leaders. I am meeting with church leaders from every realm that you could imagine. And Sammy, am I not meeting with them sitting down? Always. I have become a servant. Now, here's the thing I don't want you to miss. You may think, well, I bet it's exciting he preached those 200,000 people and they went crazy. And I bet it's great you preaching. I preached to two different crowds of over a million. I bet you thought that was great. And man, James, to think that you've influenced so many people's lives. Can I tell you the most fun thing we ever do? Holding little children. Do you realize on the mission field, many of those children you see me holding, do you know how they got in my lap? I prayed them in my lap. Do you know the picture I treasure the most? It's the Rwandan orphans who had crawled out from under the mangled bodies of their parents who had been cut to pieces with a machete. And had they not been under those dead bodies, they would have thought they were dead also, but they couldn't see them. Those little children were terrified of adults, and they were really terrified of white people. But I can show you what they did when I went into Rwanda with skulls and skeletons and bodies laying everywhere. I can show you. A gifted black artist, the greatest pencil ink sketch artist in the world, painted a picture of me with those children. It's hanging when you enter into our office building, our medium. All those little children in my lap. I just sat down and they started coming, getting my arm. Didn't they, Peter?
And you remember how we all emptied our pockets? Because we didn't have any money. We went over there where everybody's being killed. You couldn't even land there. We couldn't land there. We had to go into another country and come over. And you told me how scary it was. But we dumped everything we had on the table, didn't we? They came. I'm sitting there. Millions of people speak to millions of leaders. The most fun thing I've ever done is what you can do every day. Love somebody. Overlooked. I pull in Starbucks. Say, no, there he is. There's the witness. He loves us. There's the guy with the little dachshund in his lap that wants some whipped cream. He won't put on his drink. He loves everybody. You can do that. You don't have to go to a coffee shop to do it. Just get your eyes open and start looking. You got it? God so much wants to speak through us as a body to the people who need to hear. What you have heard in this conference, if you take out and you take the things that Andy and I said, Andy, do you realize when you put those notes up there, you said you're a noticer. I said, you're much more than a noticer. You're a noticer with discernment. You recognize what should be noticed, the way it should be noticed, how it should be applied and processed. And that gift you've got to expand. You needed to take us from think and show us what will shape our thinking. What is it that renews our mind? We present our bodies totally, a living sacrifice, yielded clay in the potter's hand. And then we're transformed through the power of the word, the reliable standard by the what? Renewing of our mind. It is the truth that transforms our thinking. Do you know that you can get so in this word? And I'm telling you, I know. Would you look? I still pick this Bible up and carry it around. It's been rebound twice. All right, you see that? 10 to 12 hours a day for approximately 16 to 18 months. I poured over this after my deliverance because I had sermons, but I didn't have the word in me anymore. And Josh Huffman, you remember this. When people got so hungry for the word, just like you and your wife, and they're eating the word, and they're business people, and hundreds of people working for them, big corporations, God's changing their life. And I said, let me tell you how full of the word you ought to get. You don't go in like little babies waiting for somebody to feed them some scriptural pablum and just sit there and say, come on, give me the little plunger. We had these little things you used to shoot the little baby food in with. And first time I fed Rhonda, I thought it was fun. I'd just go, and she'd go, and so help me, that's the way church folks come. They come in and sit down and say, and then they go, and they're bloated mean because they don't eat the word. Not gotten that way. I had sermons from the word, but the word wasn't in me. It wasn't carrying me. I carried it. It didn't carry me. Once the word was consumed by me, and that was my restoration process after I'd crashed and burned. Because the burning inside was consuming me. And I wanted to die, and God set me free. And I needed my mind renewed, and I still do continually. And I would say to the people, I want you to fall so in love with the word. I said, our preachers ought to be able to stand up and say a verse and just point. We don't need preachers, we just need pointers. And I would say, open to a verse, and we didn't have screens, and you'd see people open their Bibles, and all of a sudden, the whole church would shout, and the preacher never said another word except point. The word was alive. It leaped off the page and lodged in their hearts. That's how you're to go home. Yes, you ought to listen to these messages again, because chances are, if you're like me, I don't have time to write down all that stuff because I just missed three other great statements. It's like you like the word of God. I like this verse. Well, God liked the one before it and after it. Read it sometime. At different times, you'll find out it comes alive. Are you listening to me? I'm not interested in sending a bunch of folks out of here that like the 50-year anniversary conference. Let's wait another 50 years, we'll have another one. Now, unless he comes, I'll probably still be here. Obviously, Betty will. Are you hearing what I'm saying, sitting down? I mean, I'm trying to talk to you a little bit like a father. I'm sorry I talk loud, but you're way back there. Go out of here and get full of the word so that you no longer carry it, it carries you. And then let it be released like a river of love and life. And don't look at anybody like a scalp or a notch on your spiritual gun stock. You're not going out and collecting converts. You're going out and setting captives free. because you've got the song of a soul set free. You sure are beautiful. Are you hearing? Oh, we're sending you out of here with a heart full of inspiration, and I believe insight, and I believe your mind will be renewed. You've started a process. When that carpet cleaner prayed for me, I felt nothing, but something happened because he had authority. Free people can free people. And he told the enemy to get off God's property, me. And I woke up and I knew that claw in my brain that had been there for so long jerking me around, it was gone. But that's not the big deal. The big deal is that once God opened my mind, I consumed the word and it consumed me. And I recognized him speaking through everybody. And I recognized people who didn't know what he really wanted them to hear, but they were still part of his family and he loved them. And he said, I want you to go after all of them. And boy, that you talk about hair lift the devil and make some church folks mad. I'm telling you. But like Beth said, you're going to get scoffed at when you go with God. You better not let it slow you down. And by the way, learn this lesson that I learned. No matter how anybody treated me, do you know that I actually paid the debts of a lot of my biggest critics who were trying to destroy me? I actually paid their debts off. Unbelievable stories. You said, well, did they quit criticizing you then? No, they kept criticizing me. You said, well, what'd you do? I kept loving them. Do you know that those critics that tried to destroy me, and they spent years trying to destroy me, they were the church folks. Do you know they're my best friends? Do you know they're among the greatest and strongest supporters of the ministries we have all over the world? So when I tell you I'm going to sit down with Catholic leaders, and I'm going to sit down with leaders from every part of this world, and we're going to talk about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' name above every name and his reliable word. That's what we're going out here to do. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Bow your heads. Jesus, I know I talk loud a lot. Father, you know I do too. And I got to tell you, Father, I know you can speak like thunder, but you sure do talk soft to me a lot. And I don't ever want to misinterpret authority as being loud noise and how high I can shout or raise my voice. I don't think the people feel that. I think it's just there's something inside me that I get so full of the passion and zeal of what you put in my heart that I just can't seem to hold it back. And if I need to learn to hold it back, show me, because I will. But Lord, the thing I want to just say thank you is what a wonderful Father you are. How you told me I can come boldly to your throne because it's a grace throne. And I don't have to be a beggar. So, Father, I'm coming to you like your child. In behalf of all your children standing here, many of whom are concerned about their children and their neighbors, and rightly so. So, God, I ask, first of all, that you would move mightily in answer to their prayers. And would you move on our hearts to be totally committed to being an answer to your prayer? That we be one with your Father like you are? And that we really be sanctified and purified in truth, not divided by it, brutalized and beat up with it, but consecrated by it, transformed by it, until we have the unity of the Spirit. And we're perfected in unity so the world will know we really are your family. I want all these people to go out of here and you know, there go my children. I want you to give this crowd a standing ovation, Jesus. Just like you did Stephen, because you know that what was in Stephen was about to come alive in Saul of Tarsus, the most unlikely in the community. You go back and through these people, you stand up the most unlikelies. The most overlooked, the most forgotten, the most rebellious, the most downtrodden, the most defeated. I mean, go back and resurrect their churches. Resurrect their ministers. And God, I believe that the laity, men and women, are going to be the key to waking up the preachers and the priests in both the Catholic and Protestant community. Not because they scold their priests or their pastors, but because they show them the light and the life and the glory and the truth and the name above every name. So, Lord, we impart to them not just the blessing that's on us, but the blessing that's on you, Jesus. We impart it to everybody in this room. Would you just say, I receive it gladly. I am yielded to your will. A vessel through which you can flow your life. Flow it freely. Transform me. Renew my mind with the power of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Boy, what a day in which we live. God knows we desperately need the next great spiritual awakening. As a matter of fact, it really is the only hope we have to secure peace and to give hope to people. And please understand this. As believers, we don't have to turn our lives or our land, our country, or our future over to the gates of hell or the powers of darkness and deception. If Christians will be salt and light witnesses, we can actually refocus the eyes of the world on a living Savior. And that's what we're talking about with the Awaken Now Conference. A year ago, celebrating our 50th anniversary in ministry and marriage, we hosted 20 of the most dynamic anointed speakers on the face of this earth. Many of them you've never heard. Some of them you have. You know Beth Moore and Christine Kane and Lisa Bevere. You've seen them many times right here. And many of our speakers you know, Andy Andrews, Governor Huckabee, Ben Carson, many of the great preachers that you've heard, like Mark Rutland. And I'm telling you, these great men, Jack Taylor and Dudley Hall and Peter Lord, many of you never heard them, but they changed my life. And many of us went through an incredible transformation by the power of the Word together, and it's impacted people all over the world. Our viewers have said, we love the conference. We want everybody to see it. They're playing these DVDs and CDs. Many of the DVDs are playing in churches and Bible study groups. We're sending them to you if you'll simply help us continue to support the mission outreaches of life, the television ministry. As a matter of fact, you can get the entire conference, both audio and DVD, on a flash drive. And we would love to send the entire conference to you. We're asking you for a gift to support our outreaches of $125 to receive the CDs, the DVDs, or the flash drive. You will also get, with that gift of $125, the transcripts of all the messages. And I'm talking about, here's Robert Morris, and here's the transcript. What a great preacher. This is our pastor. Can you believe we had over 50,000 people attend our Easter weekend services at Gateway, a church that's only 14 years old? But the power of God's there. And it was in Gateway that the conference was hosted. So you are going to be blessed. You'll get the transcripts. If you'll simply make the gift of $125 to help us with the outreaches of life, you'll get the CD, the DVDs, or the flash drive if you prefer it. Now, if you'd just like to have the CDs, we're asking you for a gift of $49. Again, that gift supports the outreaches of life. Go to the phone, take your bank card, or go online and say, send me the Awaken Now Conference now. 20 of the most truly anointed speakers you'll ever hear. And we thank you so much for your prayers and your support of the outreaches of life. I pray you go to the phone or online right now. You'll be blessed if you do, and you'll bless others.
Introducing the greatest conference in 50 years of life's ministry. Awaken Now, a powerful message for every believer seeking their full potential in God's kingdom. In this once-in-a-lifetime gathering of over 20 anointed speakers, you'll hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church as you receive insight and empowerment from God's Word and experience a fresh call to unity with other believers.
If you are a believer, you need to hear what has been said at this conference.
Amen. This was a very appropriate message for these times.
You will catch the enthusiasm of this group, trust me.
A fresh touch of God.
It stirred my heart.
Listen to it. It's wonderful.
Don't order them if you don't want to be changed.
Awaken Now is available with your gift of only $49 for the audio series, or request both the audio and video series along with a companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages for just $125. For your convenience, you may choose to receive the entire series on CD and DVD, or now, for the first time ever, on USB flash drive. This micro device contains all the messages in both audio and video. Simply plug into your computer to watch or listen. And remember, your gift today helps offer the gospel in word and deed around the world. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You know, it's quite an amazing day of technology when you can get an entire conference on a little USB player. So if you want the CDs, the DVDs, here it is all in one, and you will also receive the Awaken Now messages and transcript. Awesome, awesome study guides. I think you could just go through and do nothing but the devotionals here, and you'd be blessed. Thank you so much for standing with us in prayer. You're going to be mightily blessed by the Awaken Now conference. I pray we see a supernatural, great awakening. God knows we desperately need it. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for supporting the Outreaches of Life.
We have a generation in the ditches of life because people have been careless and they've ended up lost, and they don't need you and me pointing a finger of judgment or animosity or hatred or condemnation. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him.
Benjamin, it doesn't matter where you begin. It's where you end that counts. And the person that gets you there is God and your relationship with Him.
If you're wondering about how can you make an impact and what is it going to take and why aren't things changing, this Awaken series is absolutely going to fill in all those blanks and answer all those questions.
Because whether you know it or not, you have been entrusted with an invisible, invincible, eternal weapon. And it is time that you begin to use it.
It's been awesome. Every speaker has touched our heart. We've went back and we've talked about it, we've laughed about it, we've cried about it. We just want what they're talking about, a fresh touch of God that will change our life.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Next week on Life Today, tune in to hear dynamic speakers like Mike Huckabee, Christine Kane, and Andy Andrews at the Awaken Now Conference. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.